We begin this flow as usual, seated cross-legged with the back nice and straight, taking deep conscious breaths in and out through the nose. You can place your hands on your ribs and take 5 slow breaths, feeling the ribs expand on the inhale and close on the exhale. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, the ribs open. Exhale, the ribs close. Inhale. Exhale. Then, while continuing to stay connected to the breath, we focus on engaging the pelvic floor. On the inhale, the pelvic floor relaxes. On the exhale, it gently tones. The pelvic floor relaxes. It tones with a sensation of lifting upward. Inhale, it relaxes. Exhale, it lifts. Again. One more time. Next, make a few circles with the head to gently mobilize the neck. Keep it over the left shoulder, then over the right shoulder. Then bring the legs into butterfly pose and take the opportunity to make a few wrist circles. Hold the feet with the hands, keeping the back nice and straight. Breathe through the nose and do a few butterfly flutters. Then, slowly tip over to the right, then to the left. Repeat this movement 5 times on each side, slightly increasing the pace while staying focused on the breath. Keep the back nice and straight. We come back to center. Inhale as you raise the right arm to the sky, then place the right hand behind the right hip. To come into a gentle twist, bring the left hand to the right knee. Exhale, stay here for 4 to 5 deep breaths, keeping the spine long. We come back to center and do the same on the other side. Inhale as you raise the left arm to the sky, place the left hand on the floor behind the hip and bring the right hand to the left knee. Exhale, stay here for 4 to 5 deep breaths without forcing the twist and keeping the back nice and straight. Come back to center, hands on the floor behind the hips, a few butterfly flutters, then extend both legs into a wide angle. Be mindful not to aim for the maximum split here. Place both hands on the floor, inhale, and on the exhale, lower the elbows to the floor. Keep the back nice and straight with the crown of the head lengthening. Repeat this movement. Inhale as you straighten the elbows, exhale, elbows to the floor. Continue by bending only the right elbow to tilt the torso to the right, then shift to the left by bending only the left elbow. We'll do 10 movements from right to left, staying focused on the breath. We never try to force flexibility here, make sure to keep the back nice and straight. Sit back up, bend the left knee with the left foot in front of you and the right leg behind you to create a triangle shape with the legs. Then bring the right leg in front of you aligned with the pelvis. Try to keep it as extended as possible and repeat this movement 10 times. Keep the back as straight as possible, the upper body stable, and coordinate each movement with the breath. Return to the starting position, hands on the hips, rise up onto the knees, then sit back down. Same thing here, 10 repetitions. Inhale, exhale. Rise up, sit back down. Rise up, sit back down. Inhale, exhale. A few more repetitions. Then sit back down, bring both feet in front of you with the knees bent, gently shake out the legs, extend the legs into a comfortable wide stance, hands on the floor in front of you, inhale, and on the exhale the elbows and forearms come down to the floor. Perform 10 movements in total without forcing. Always keep in mind that the spine stays long with the crown of the head reaching as far away from the coccyx as possible, and accompany each movement with the breath. Inhale, lift the elbows, exhale, elbows to the floor. Inhale, sit back up, exhale, elbows to the floor. And as before, we'll tip from right to left by bending only the right elbow, then only the left elbow. Inhale in the center, arms straight, exhale, elbow bent to the floor. Inhale in the center, arms straight, exhale to the side, elbow to the floor. After 10 side-to-side shifts, sit back up. Right leg bent in front of you and left leg bent behind you, creating another triangle shape with the legs. Then bring the back leg, the left leg in front of you, aligned with the pelvis. Then place it back. Repeat this movement 10 times in total, once again trying to stay as stable and upright as possible through the upper body. Gaze toward the horizon in front of you. And stay focused on your breath. Once the 10 movements are done, place the hands on the hips and rise up again for 10 more repetitions. Rise up, sit back down, inhale, exhale, keeping the torso nice and straight. Bring both feet in front of you, knees bent, and gently shake out the legs. Then extend the legs on the floor into a wide angle in a comfortable straddle without forcing, and here we go again, hands on the floor, inhale, exhale, elbows and forearms to the floor. 10 repetitions without forcing, flexibility, seeking to let the breath guide the movement and keeping the spine well lengthened. Inhale, elbows lift, exhale, elbows to the floor. Inhale, exhale. And continue with the side-to-side tilts. Right elbow to the floor, exhale. Left elbow to the floor, exhale. And in the center, inhale. 10 movements from right to left. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Arms straight, left elbow bent. Arms straight. And sit back up, hands behind the hips, feet on the floor, knees bent, gently shake out the legs. Then begin 10-90-90 shifts, knees to the right and then knees to the left. The back stays straight and the breath stays conscious. Then come onto all fours in tabletop position. Take a moment to warm up and loosen the wrists. Then do 10 cat-cow movements. On the inhale, open the heart and come into cow pose, gaze toward the horizon. On the exhale, the chin draws toward the chest, the back rounds into cat pose. Arch the back cow, inhale, round the back cat, exhale. Inhale, arch the back, exhale, round the back. We. Inhale, arch the back, exhale, round the back. Again. One more time. Then relax into child's pose. Stay here for 10 deep breaths, forehead on the floor, face relaxed, arms reaching far out in front of you. We. Inhale, exhale. Relax the spine, relax the pelvis. Come back up to all fours in tabletop and step the right foot out to the side, keeping the right leg straight. Inhale, lift the right hand to the sky, following it with your gaze. On the exhale, bring the hand to the floor under the body. To repeat this movement 10 times without forcing, coordinating the gesture well with the breath. Inhale, lift the arm, exhale, bring the arm to the floor. Inhale, exhale, lift the arm, bring the arm under the body. At the end of the 10th repetition, stay down with the right arm extended on the floor, forehead on the floor in a variation of thread the needle pose. Stay here in thoracic rotation in a comfortable position with no pain at all. The left elbow can stay supported on the floor or be fully extended for those who are more comfortable, never forcing the twist too much. Here, take time to breathe and relax. Gently come back up onto the hands, bring the right leg back to tabletop, then step the left foot out to the left with the left leg straight, inhale. Lift the left hand to the sky, follow it with your gaze. On the exhale, the left hand passes under the body and comes to the floor without forcing the range. Repeat this movement, inhale hand to the sky, exhale hand to the floor. Inhale, exhale. Inhale hand to the sky, exhale hand, do not force the twist. On the tenth movement, stay down, left arm extended on the floor, forehead on the floor in a variation of thread the needle pose. The right elbow can stay supported on the floor. For those who are more comfortable, the right arm can stretch farther for a deeper twist. Listen to how you feel, do not force. Take deep breaths here and seek relaxation. We. Come back up to tabletop, then sit down with the hands behind the hips, feet on the floor, knees bent. and once again tip the knees from right to left for 10 movements, maintaining a slow conscious breath. An. Come into butterfly, feet together, knees apart, hold your feet and make 5 circles with the pelvis, torso upright in a fluid movement. After 5 circles in one direction, change direction for another 5 circles. We. Bring the right foot behind you on the floor, the left foot in front of you, both knees bent at a 90-degree angle. Hands on the floor, gaze toward the horizon. Lift the right knee, bring it back to the floor, then lift the right foot and bring it back to the floor. Perform 10 repetitions in total. Keep the torso nice and straight, lift the knee, lift the foot. Lift the knee, lift the foot. Keep the breath steady, supporting the movement. Bring both feet flat to the floor in front of you, knees bent, and begin 10 right-left knee shifts. We. Come back to butterfly, hold the feet with the hands and again make 5 circles in one direction, torso nice and straight, focusing on the breath. And 5 circles in the other direction. Here feel that the crown of the head is far from the coccyx, the spine is lengthened. Bring the left foot behind you, knee bent, and the right foot in front of you. Both knees are on the floor, bent at 90 degrees. Hands on the floor, gaze toward the horizon in line with the pelvis. Lift the left knee, place it on the floor, then lift the left foot. Perform 10 repetitions. Lift the knee, lift the foot. Lift the knee, lift the foot. Keep the torso as straight as possible and above all, breathe. After completing the 10 repetitions, calmly return to all fours in tabletop and relax into child's pose. Stay here again for 10 deep breaths, forehead on the floor, face relaxed, arms stretched far forward, the spine lengthening, the pelvis relaxing. We. Come back up to tabletop, bring the right hand to the head, elbow bent, inhale, lift the elbow to the sky, exhale, bring the elbow toward the floor. 10 repetitions. The gaze follows the movement of the elbow. Inhale, lift the elbow, exhale, bring the elbow to the floor. We. Inhale, lift the elbow, exhale, bring the elbow to the floor. Inhale, exhale. Then finish on the floor in a variation of thread the needle, right arm extended on the floor under the body, left arm extended in front of you. Do not force the twist. If you feel comfortable, you can turn the head to the left and open the chest more. Otherwise, stay here and relax for about 10 breaths. Come back up to tabletop and bring the left hand to the head, elbow bend. Inhale, lift the elbow to the sky. Exhale, bring the elbow to the floor. 10 repetitions again. The gaze still follows the movement of the inhale, elbow lifts, exhale, elbow lowers. Inhale, elbow lifts, exhale, elbow lowers. Inhale, exhale. Lift the elbow, lower the elbow. At the end of 10 repetitions, stay down, extending the left arm on the floor under the body, the right arm reaching out in front of you. If you are comfortable without forcing the twist, you can turn the head and upper body to the right. Otherwise, stay here forward on the floor and relax for about 10 breaths. Sit back up, placing the hands on the floor behind the hips, feet on the floor, knees bent. And once again, tip the knees to the right, then to the left for 10 90-90 movements. We stay focused on the breath, the spine always long, stay seated, extend the left leg in front of you, hold the right foot, let the knee open out to the right and draw the foot toward you into cradle pose. Stay here for 10 deep breaths. Gaze toward the horizon far in front of you, torso nice and straight. Feel the stretch in the hip and glute. Release the right leg, extend it to the floor, gently shake out the legs, the torso stays nice and straight. And hold the left foot, drawing it toward you, coming into cradle pose again on the other side. And stay here for 10 deep inhales, 10 deep exhales. Feel the left glute stretching. Gaze far ahead, inhale, exhale. Bring the legs back to the floor. And gently roll onto the back. Keep the knees bent and lower them to the left into a reclined spinal twist for 5 deep breaths. While keeping the knees bent, lower the right knee to the right into reclined butterfly pose and stay here as well for 5 breaths. Then bring the left knee over to the right for a reclined spinal twist on the other side and stay here for 5 breaths as well. Then come onto your side in a side lying Savasana variation for pregnant women to take a few breaths here. Finish the practice and take time to notice how you feel. Take deep inhales, deep exhales.